I'm Mike Folta, the voice of your Rockford IceHogs.
Reichel shoots and scores! Silva shot on and they score!
It's time to talk Rockford IceHogs hockey on 95.3 The Bull with Mike Peck.
Game day in progress, and we've got Mike Peck here. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Ryan. How are we doing?
Oh, we're great. We're great. Better now that you're here.
We got a big weekend coming up. Can't wait.
Back-to-back games or
Back-to-back games. Iowa in town for two games this weekend.
All right, so we got game tonight or tomorrow?
Tonight. Yep, tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's 90s night, $2 beer night. So we're going to do a lot of fun 90s stuff tonight.
I love it.
See, I was kind of a kid of the 90s, so this is really nostalgic for me. 80s and 90s.
How are you celebrating?
So we're all 90s music. We're going to have some 90s themed trivia, some other 90s themed promotions. So a lot of 90s themed things tonight.
Now, I saw on social media we're supposed to get Pit Vipers tonight, but
yeah,
unfortunately they're not coming through right now.
Stuck at Customs out in L.A. Yeah, we won't, but the first 1,000 adults, 21 and older, will still get a voucher that you could still, we'll still get you your Pit Vipers if you come to the game tonight.
Got it, and you're going to slide that voucher to me right now.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Timeout on the ice. What the hell is a Pit Viper?
So it's, now I do have to clarify, Pit Vipers are, it's a style of sunglasses.
Okay.
Now there's actual Pit Viper. We don't have the actual brand Pit Viper, but they're the Pit Viper style sunglasses.
Got it.
Yes. Right. So they were, if you were to see a photo of them, you would know exactly what I'm talking about. Kind of like the wraparound sunglasses.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Like ice, Vanilla Ice used to wear and
yes,
all that stuff.
There you go. Vanilla Bingo. Ice. There we go.
Bingo.
Bingo. Got it. Okay. Now we know. All right. Now we can continue on with the conversation. So a lot of people, I'm going, what the hell are they saying? What, they're having
pit
snakes?
Vipers?
They're bringing snakes to 90s night?
Yes, they are. Everybody gets one free Pit Viper.
It's going to be awesome.
All right, we're not giving you an enclosure. You don't get a heat lamp. You just get the snake.
That's right. So that, like, you get goldfish at the carnivals and circuses.
You ever walk on a little bed, you have vipers.
All right, then on Saturday night, who are the Hogs playing?
I was back in town, and it's our military appreciation night tomorrow, and the first 2,500 fans will pick up a fleece blanket. So it's going to be a big crowd tomorrow night. We should be pushing 6,000 fans again. So this week, it's going to be could be a lot of fun.
Do you find when the weather gets cold like this, more people go to the game because they're like, I gotta get out of the house, man?
Yeah, when the weather gets cold and we get clear of Christmas, because everyone's like, all right, so now what do we do? So this is kind of our wheelhouse right now.
Sure.
You know, and you know, not that I'm going to say that I'm a big fan when the temperature drops, but yeah, it does kind of like people are like, all right, I'm not going outside to do whatever because there's nothing to do outside. So
right.
Come to an Ice Hogs game.
So it's cold outside, so people say, let's go watch people skate on ice.
Yes, yeah, right. Yeah. Where surprisingly, it's not that cold.
Right. Like I said last week, I was sweating at the game we went to. It was nuts. So big win on Tuesday, shootout winner.
Yep.
And that was pretty cool. It's snapped a losing streak, and now we're trying to string a pair of wins together for the first time since, I believe, the beginning of January. Right?
Yeah, it's been a while since the Ice Hogs had back-to-back wins, but the team's been playing well points in
Definitely.
Three of the last four games, so they're starting to pick it back up again. And hey, long season. Everybody hits a little cold spell every
of
now
course,
and then.
Of course. 72 games. You're going to find one of those lulls, right?
Yep. So. Now, you know, better now than April when we're getting ready
That's
for the playoffs.
True. Sure. Get to the playoffs. All right, so we need to give a shout-out to the Zamboni driver because they never get love.
Oh, man. Have you ever heard the Zamboni song? One of my favorite hockey songs. I want to drive the Zamboni. Yeah. Well.
Can you sing it for us?
You don't want me to sing.
We will have it next week.
I want to drive the Zamboni. See, that's as far as I
that's
go
good.
Right there.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a country hit right there.
It's a great song.
All right, so who drives the Zambonis?
There's a couple different guys that drive it. Jeff Powell is our ice guy down there. He's the one that maintains the ice. So I would say he's Zamboni driver number one. We have a couple of them.
He's on the A team.
He's on the A team. Yeah,
top of the depth chart.
Yeah. We have a couple guys down there that drive it, but we have two of them. So you know, we have to have backup to the backup to the backup. So
who's in charge of the ice again?
Jeff. Mr. Jeff Paul, he does a great job.
Jeff Paul, thank you very much.
Yeah, yes.
Give it up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd just be Hogs without him. You need
no
tickets.
Ice Hogs, just Hogs.
Go to icehogs.com, get your tickets for the weekend homestand. It's going to be awesome. Thanks for popping in.
All right, guys, happy Friday.
Have a great 90s night as well.
Yes, sir, we will.
Gosh, I can't wait to see the pictures with 95.3 The Bull.